Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Strecker Farms in Bighorn, Montana. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Shane Strecker battles a deadly invader in his sugar beet fields. Shane is at war with a fungus.
The fungus called Cercospora leaf spot.
It's a struggle without end, characterized by unremitting recon and continual chemical warfare. Driven by humidity and spread by wind, the fungus causes small circular lesions on the sugar beet leaves, eventually enlarging and coalescing.
And over time, if not treated, these spots, they will just absolutely spread like wildfire, and pretty soon your beet leaves are all dried up.
Then the beets regenerate, grow new leaves, new tops, and you do not want that.
Oh, it's devastating. Anytime that sugar beet, the leaves dry up and it's growing new ones, it's taken all that energy out of the root. It's all those sugars to grow new tops. Therefore, your root isn't growing or making sugar, it's growing leaves instead.
I see.
So the leaves can draw in the sunlight, and that's just the natural part of growth. But sugar beets grow back, but boy, you sure don't want to see that.
It means lower tonnage, less sucrose, and higher processing costs. Farmers can't risk that, so they spray, often.
So is this in response to a fungus that you're seeing, or it's just a preventive?
Oh, it's been here for years.
Okay.
Yeah, and you used to be able to look out in the fields, if not treated correctly, and just see brown, just a brown tint. And then day by day, it's all brown, I mean, if not treated.
You just didn't have the right chemicals then, or?
At first, yeah, and we were kind of uneducated about it.
But they learned, and in recent years, the industry has developed new disease-tolerant seed varieties and a powerful suite of fungicides.
So, it's just, we're in a better spot today than we were.
Not a better leaf spot.
No.
Just a better spot.
Better, that's a good one.
Shane also relies on instruments in the fields, sentinels, to detect humidity, the primary driver of leaf spot.
So these monitors, you know, that are put out by the sugar company, we can check on our cell phones and see what the humidity values or the infection levels are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big help too.
And that's modern farming in a nutshell, the delicate balance between nature and technology, the way it always has been and the way it can be improved, made more efficient, safer. Take GMO technology, which uses genetic engineering technology to alter an organism's DNA, its nature. Engineered to exhibit traits like disease resistance and herbicide tolerance, the North American sugar beet crop is nearly entirely GMO.
I think it saved our industry. I really do. We would have to go in with, in one tank mix, with probably up to four different chemicals. And we'd spray four or five times, and every time you sprayed, there was always some injury to the beets. Not kill them, but make them kind of sickly, you know. So therefore, you know, anytime your beets stop growing, you're losing yield.
Now Shane sprays one chemical, glyphosate, aka Roundup, love it or hate it. It's a polarizing topic, as is GMO technology more broadly. But this is a modern commercial farm, and contradictions abound. It's at once so beautiful, so pastoral, with the glossy green beet tops swaying in the sultry August afternoon, and the craggy Hysham Hills visible beyond the freshly cut barley fields. And yet there are so many chemicals on this farm, and so much technology, so much expensive technology, including the spray rigged to do chemical battle against the enemy fungus.
I don't know what one brand new would cost. I'm sure $500,000-$600,000.
Okay, yeah. And you're running two of those.
Yes.
Plus you have the spreader.
Yes.
Plus you have the planter.
Cha-ching.
How can you sleep at night?
I don't.
So stressful.
Yeah.
Next week, Shane drives his freshly cut sugar beets from Bighorn to Billings, again and again and again.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.